Patient name, Hilario, spelled H-I-L-A-R-I-O, last name Gutierrez, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z. Date of birth, 8/11/07, date of service, 5/2/23. This is a 15-year-old young man. Here with complaint of a stomach ache, he also had been vomiting twice yesterday. The most recent time he vomited was around midnight, and it is now 9 o'clock in the morning. Period. New paragraph, he's beginning to feel a bit better. At times he feels a bit queasy, but he notes a definite improvement. Period. Patient also denies any fever, no change in his bowel habit. There is no diarrhea. No change in his urination, no body aches, no other flu-type symptoms, period, new paragraph. On examination, blood pressure is 105 over 57, pulse 100, down to 88 in the exam room. Respiration 16, temperature 98.6, oxygenation 98% on room air, current weight 131, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, non-medical history, asthma, surgical history, negative, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Ears, there is no tympanic membrane erythema, oral pharyngeal area. There is no erythema. Oral mucosa is moist. Neck is soft. No thyromeglial masses. No lipodynopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmurs. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds are present and within normal limits. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Stomach virus, short-lived. He's beginning to feel a bit better. We will give him Zofran, 4 milligrams, 1 PO, TID, PRN, nausea, number 9. Period, new paragraph, he is to eat light meals such as chicken broth, saltine crackers, monitor for improvement, and return to clinic or call me if needed. Period. New paragraph. Next patient, Josefina Rodriguez. Date of birth is 9/22/72. Date of service, 5/2/23. This is a 50-year-old female patient. Complains of left knee pain, the posterior portion having a bit of an ache. This actually started yesterday after coming home from work on the posterior area of the left knee. Now she states that it has radiated with the pain slightly upwards, again, on the back portion of her thigh. Period, new paragraph, there is no abnormal gait, there is no injury or trauma. She denies having any activity that might have caused this knee pain, so it is an unknown cause at this point. Once again, this just started yesterday after coming home from work around 5 or 6 o'clock at night. Period and paragraph, no other issues verbalized. Blood pressure 118 over 75, pulse 64, respiration 16, temperature 98.3, oxygenation 99%, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, negative, surgical history, C-section, social history. Negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking. Period. New paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. No lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. No murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Examination of that left knee. It is perfectly symmetric with the right knee. There is a small slightly indurated tender area behind the left knee. Possibly it could indicative of a Baker's cyst. However, we're going to follow a conservative approach and use anti-inflammatory methodology. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Further examination of that left knee, once again, the slightly indurated and tender area. Posterior left knee, there is no erythema, there is no warmth, there is no deformity, there is no discoloration. Period, new paragraph, diagnosis, left knee pain, soft tissue injury, Patient will receive naproxen 500 BID as well as a Medrol dose patch. She will take the next 2 or 3 days off and monitor for improvement. If not, we will continue care and order the appropriate testing.